Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день! This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Galich is a historic city on the Dniester River in western Ukraine. The town gave its name to the historic province and the kingdom of Galicia-Volyn, of which it was the capital until the early 14th century. Today, Galich is a small city which preserves its former name. It also is the administrative center of the Galich Rayon or district of the former Ivano-Frankivsk Oblast. Galich is also home to a museum dedicated to the Karaite Jews, a Jewish sect that had been living in Eastern Europe since the Middle Ages. Karaite Judaism is characterized by adherence to the divine commandment handed down to Moses that were recorded in the written Torah, without additional oral law. Karaite Jews do not accept the written collection of the oral tradition in the Midrash or Talmud. As well, Karaite Judaism follows patrilineal descent, alike rabbinical Judaism which follows matrilineal descent. At one time, the number of Jews affiliating with Karaism comprised as much as 40% of all Jewry, and debates between Rabbinite and Karaite leaders were not uncommon. It is not known exactly when the Karaite community appeared in Galich. According to one legend, 100 Crimean Karaites were allowed to live in Galich under the agreement of 1246 between the King Danilo Galitsky and Batı Khan of the Golden Horde. According to the first accurate historical record, in 1578 the Polish king Stefan Batory allowed Karaites from Lviv to settle in Galich and to have equal rights with locals, including the sizable Jewish community already established in the city. The main Karaite occupation was trade. The first Karaite families settled along the right bank of the Dniester River, close to the wharf and ships with goods. It was never a large community in Galich. In the 19th century, many Galician Karaites emigrated to the Crimea. In the 20th century, the community was decimated by typhus and cholera epidemics, as well as migration during and following World War II. Today, there are only two Karaites in Galich. Fortunately, the rich heritage of this unique community has been preserved and is on exhibit in the Museum of Karaite History and Culture. The museum was founded in 2004 and is a department of the ancient Galich State Preserve. It is located near the Karaite Street, which once teemed with rows and trade and craft stalls. The exhibits are in three halls and represents cultural and religious traditions and the public and private life of the Karaites community in Galich. In the first hall are Karaite ritual items, religious books and implements of the Karaite temple called Ekenesa. There is also a book for guests with their impressions. Its first note comes from 1926, August 21. The second hall is dedicated to the history of the Karaite community in the 20th century. This hall exposition contains personal items and documents connected with life and ceremonies of Galich Karaites. The third hall displays covers the Karaites' migration in the world, their population and ways of life. Karaite Knessas are virtually indistinguishable from rabbinic Jewish synagogues. The last Knesset in Galich was destroyed by the Soviets in 1985. A Karaite Knesset dating back to 1830 has been rebuilt and now houses a court. Also, there is a Karaite cemetery in Galich with some 200 tombs dating back to the 18th century. At this fascinating museum, you will get a close look at the features of everyday life, traditions, religious and cultural life of the mysterious Galich Karaites. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center of Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, Shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.